Dubai Eye
103.8. Time for us to get out the agenda advent calendar.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
So every day throughout December, we have delved into opportunities for you. Advent opportunities, if you like. And they don't get much bigger than the opportunities now available on The Palm. So who's going to chart us through the Advent offerings on The Palm over the course of the next few weeks? We've got Rebecca Reese with us here in studio. Spokeswoman for Nikhil is here to tell us much, much more. Rebecca, lovely to see you.
Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you for having
being
me.
With us today. Busy times up on The Palm?
Very much so. Of course, it's peak season in Dubai now, so lots of travellers come in, lots of visitors coming in for the festive season and beyond. And we've got lots to offer on The Palm. If I can just start with the point.
Yeah, where best to start, yeah.
Which, by the way, is 1 year old this weekend.
It's not,
so it's
is
our
it?
Birthday. Yeah, we opened a year ago with an Enrique Iglesias concert, which I'm sure some of your listeners will remember fondly. So that's a year old this weekend, and we're starting our festive celebrations there this weekend, tonight actually. We have a festive market for the next three nights and again next weekend. But tomorrow is also that all-important tree lighting ceremony. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow, Friday, with carol singing beginning at 5. We've also got, I don't know if you had one of these growing up, ours used to come out every year, every December on the mantelpiece, like a snow globe that you would shake and the snow would fall down inside,
a little
glass thing. We've got a giant one of those down at the point. It's, I reckon it's about the size of this studio. I know it's 3 meters high. So you can go in there, literally play in a giant snowball
or
a snow globe. You can get in. There will be snow around you. Great for selfies. Great for pretending we have snow in Dubai in winter.
That's all the events down at the point. I mean, now you've had a year for the point to grow in, if you like.
Yeah.
How's it been received, not just by residents on The Palm, but also residents here in the UAE and tourists alike?
Very well indeed. I mean, the thing about the point is it's got something for everybody.
Right.
It's got everything from fast food to fine dining. It's not just about luxury. It literally has something for everyone of all ages, all walks of life. It's obviously a very good location at this time of year because it's a waterfront destination, perfect weather. And we use it as a regular venue for events and concerts. I just mentioned the opening concert last year. We had Dua Lipa there recently, concert on the water.
Yeah.
And we have a very special artist coming up in January. Unfortunately, I can't tell you who it is yet, but you will be the first to know. So, yeah, it's been very well received. And as time goes on, I think it will mature even more. And we're very much looking forward to a busy season down there. New Year's Eve will be very good down there.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I couldn't think of a better venue to get an idea of the different fireworks taking place around
the city.
Great
spot for the Atlantis fireworks and the Palm fireworks. You are literally, you know, a stone's throw away. You won't get any closer. We're very excited by the point and looking forward to a busy season there.
So with regards to New Year's Eve at The Point, can people make bookings? I mean, is it best to go direct to the restaurants or something like that for packages?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can check out The Point website, which is The Point with an E on the end, by the way, POINTE. thepoint.ae. That has all the listings. But yes, you've got to give you a few examples. And if you've been to The Point, you will know that you can dine from anywhere literally in the world down there. It's got global cuisine, every corner of the globe. Seafood Kitchen, for example, Fitzroy, Palapa, which is Mexican, Tucana, which opened just a couple of weeks ago, Brazilian. They're all offering festive and New Year deals. Best to contact them directly or go onto our website and you can find out more.
Get yourself down there. Now, here's one that I want to talk to you about because I've got a load of mates up on the Palm and they said that their lives have literally been changed in the last couple of weeks. And I said, you know, what is this? And it's the opening of the new mall. Apparently, it has done wonders for residents there.
Yeah. So Nikhil Mall was always part of the Palm's master plan.
Yeah.
It opened its doors exactly 2 weeks ago today. And it's been so well received, not just by residents, but also on The Palm, but also residents in other nearby areas, Marina, JLT, who now have a closer mall to them. It's a superb venue. It's got a lot of different elements to it. The viewing deck is coming soon. That is at the top of the neighbouring Palm Tower, which is 230 metres above the island, will be accessible from the mall. So we're very excited to be opening that, hopefully in Q1 next year. But before that, we've also got a lot of festive activities there. There's a Santa's Grotto, which is open now and will be open until the 25th of December. We've got all sorts of Christmas goodies in the new Depa Chica. Depa Chica, if I can just explain what that is, it's inspired by the Japanese food halls. Depa literally means basement. Basement food hall, a basement department. And so what we've done, we've created Depa Chica at Nikhil Mall, selling all sorts of festive goodies. It's got 36 different brands in there. Some are very well homegrown brands in Dubai, for example, Lime Tree Cafe, Mythos, Samantini. And then there are other brands in there as well, like the Cheese Room, various others. It's had its soft opening this morning, so you can go along this morning and buy your Christmas goodies.
Wow.
The rest of the brands there will open very soon. So that's a unique element of Nikhil Mall.
Yeah.
We've also got Looney Tunes, if you're into that. That's live on stage three times a day between the 12th and 14th of December, which is this weekend. And I believe this weekend is also called Gifting Weekend, which I think is a Dubai-wide initiative in the retail sector. And we are giving away gift cards there this weekend. So lots going on in the Palm.
There's also entertainment down there in the form of the cinema. Is the cinema open yet or not?
Yep. So Vox Cinema, 15-screen cinema, one of our anchor tenants down there. They were open when the mall opened 2 weeks ago. There is a special screening next Wednesday of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. I believe that's invitation only. So you better get in quick if you want an invitation, Tom. Yeah. But it will be open to the public from the 19th.
I've heard extraordinary things, as I said, since the doors open. Again, people living on the Palm saying that it is a game changer. But then again, you know, it's a great sort of pull for those living off the Palm as well and those just visiting.
Yeah.
I've got to put my hands up, a little admittance. I've never been on the monorail, but I suppose that's a good opportunity,
isn't it? If you go on the monorail between now and the end of February, Tom, and you go to Nikhil Mall, you go for free.
Really?
Yeah, that's something we're doing as an incentive. We are offering free monorail trips. You just go to the Gateway Station, which is at the bottom of the Palm.
Yeah.
Say that you're going to Nikhil Mall and it won't cost you anything. That's from now until the end of February. It is a game changer. I mean, if you think about it, there are 78,000 people living on the Palm. Just 3 or 4 years ago, that figure was 35,000. So it's a huge community. Mm. And those people needed something like Nikhil Mall. There are local convenience shops already, but they needed a focal point. And that's what Nikhil Mall is. But it's also a destination, as I've described. It's a new destination for tourists. We're doing a lot of work with the hotels on the Palm to encourage their visitors to come. You know, we're working with airlines. We're working with tourist boards worldwide to bring people to the Palm, bring people to the point, Nikhil Mall, and indeed the view when it opens next year.
Club Vista Mare always continues to attract guests aplenty. Will they have deals as well?
Yep, absolutely. Club Vista Mare, that's got 6 restaurants at the moment, one new one opening, La Cucina Italian, that's opening in the next couple of weeks. But yes, they'll all be doing festive brunches or festive dinners, New Year deals as well. There will be fireworks there on New Year's Eve. It's a really popular spot, that one. It's been open 3 years now, I think. And it's ever popular. So again, looking forward to a busy time there.
Indeed. And finally, what else have we got? Well, we can't get away from the Palm without talking about the Golden Mile as well. Any sort of attractions
Golden
down
Mile
there?
Golden Mile Galleria. So that's really focusing on Santa meet and greets.
Yeah.
We have Santa in there on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But I think pretty much all of the Palm has something for everybody this year. If I can just give you a couple of website points to
Yeah, that'd be great. I was going to ask, because with so much going on, is there a sort of central place of information?
No, each asset has its own website and its own social media handle. So there's The Point with an E on the end. Don't forget that vital E. ThePoint.ae or The Point Palm for social media. Nikhil Mall is very easy to remember. NikhilMall.ae or Nikhil Mall Palm for social media.
And you, Rebecca, bit of time off over the next couple of weeks?
I'm going home to England to get my snow globe out. I'm going home on the 22nd to spend 10 days with my family. Very much looking forward to that. I'm taking the nephews to the Harry Potter experience,
Brilliant.
which I gather is incredibly good. So looking forward to that and just chilling out, really.
Well-earned break. Can't thank you enough for coming on in.
Thank you,
and telling us about time coming up on the Palm over the next couple of weeks. But thanks also for all your support throughout 2019 as well. You've been brilliant and really helpful, not just to us, our show, but all the shows down here at Dubai Eye. So thank you so much indeed
for that. You're welcome.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.